Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Ches Omud Beis. We're in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to finish up Simin Reish Lamed Dalid and conclude the halachos of Tfilas Mincha, and Mitzvah Hashem start the halachos of Kriyashma and Tfilo Shalarvis in Simin Reish Lamed Hei. So we begin on the very last line of Kuf Mem Ches Omud Aleph with the very last words of the Ramah on the line. We had just discussed yesterday that a person should say Ashrei before he davens Mincha. Ashrei, followed by Kaddish, should have a minyan there for the entire thing, ideally. And then you say the Shmon Esrei, as we, of course, all know. Then the Ramah said, Yesh Shekosfu, there are those that hold, Shenogim, that the minog is, Lomar Parshas HaTomid, that one should also say the parsha called Parshas HaTomid, which deals with the Korban Tomid Shol Bein Horbayim, as well as the Korban Tomid Shol Shacharis, Kodim Ashrei, Shol Tfilas Mincha, before one says the Ashrei. And this is what's known by people saying, we say Korbanos before Mincha. And the reason for this is because the Ramah says, it's Neged Tomid Shol Bein Horbayim. This paragraph of Chumash from Parshas Pinchas deals with the bringing of the Korban Tamid that's brought in the morning and it's brought in the afternoon. So therefore, there's a minhag to, of course, say it in the morning, and there's a minhag to say it as well before you daven mincha. And he says, U'minog yofahu. This is a beautiful minhag, the Ramah says, and it's brought down by the Avudram, in the name of the Ri and the Beis Yosef. The Mishneh Berurah comments over here in Siv Katan Vav, you should say this Parshas HaTamid. He says, V'tov gam kein lomar pita maktores. It is also praiseworthy for a person and good for a person to also add, after he says the parsha of the korbanos, of the parsha's tomid, to also say the kapitul pitamak torres. He says, ach koze in lo yavar zman tfila. But all of these things should only be added if it's not going to make you daven after the zman for tfilas mincha, which again, as we pointed out according to the Mishneh Berurah, one should finish totally the Shmon Esrei, including Chazar Sashatz, before the Shkia. However, if there is a concern that one will not do this, that one will finish after the Shkia because of one saying the Parshas HaTomid or Pita Maktoris, he says, Afilu Ashrei Yedale, you can even skip Ashrei, never mind the Korban Tomid and Pita Maktoris, because it's improper to finish Mincha, according to the Mishneh Berurah, beyond the Zman of the Shkia. And Mustama, according to the other poskim who hold the later Zman, one should still certainly finish the Chazar Sashatz by their later Zman. And the Mishneh Berurah concludes and he says, unfortunately, to our many sins, there are many people that aren't careful about this and they unfortunately err in davening all these extra things and as a result miss the Zman of Tefillah in the optimal fashion. There are a number of Dershu footnotes over here. Dershu foot number 9 says that by Shacharis we brought down that one should ideally stand when he says the parasha of the Talmud. However, he brings down from the Das Torah over here, brought down in the Siddur Yaivitz, Shebemincha Yochel Amar B'Yeshiva. By Mincha, you don't have to say this standing up, and he says it's based upon Kabbalah. He adds as well, why is it less customary for many people who say the Korban Tamid by Shacharis that it's not as common that they'll say it by Mincha as well? So he brings down from the Makor Chaim, in Navi in Cheskel, it says, La'osid lavo yisbatel ha-tamid shol bein arbayim. The Navi Yecheskel comments and says that the Korban Tamid shol shachris will always be continued, but the Korban Tamid shol bein arbayim will be discontinued. As a result, it's already come somewhat into less customary usage that people say, therefore, the Korban Tamid before Mincha time. Interesting reason. He brings down as well the Yorach HaShulchan, who says that the reason is because in the Beis HaMikdash, they were David Mincha before they brought the Korban Tamid. And therefore, here, for us to say the Korban Tamid before we daven Mincha is the opposite. Dershu foot number 10 brings down a beautiful minhag from the Shalah that says when you're saying Pita Maktoris, you should use the nigun of learning Mishnayis when you're saying Pita Maktoris. Dershu foot number 11 brings down that if somebody comes to shul when the tzibur has already started Shmon Esrei, such a person should skip Ashrei and immediately begin the Shmon Esrei to say Shmon Esrei with the tzibur. If the tzibur is at the end of Ashrei, so the Makor HaChaim brings down, so if possible, he should at least say the latter part of Ashrei for Poseach Es Yodech Mazbil L'chol Chai Ratzon, if possible, and start the Shmon Esrei at the same time that the tzibur does. What happens if a person says Ashrei slower than the tzibur? So he brings down from Shelus Tzuvus Salmas Chaim, Shalot Tzorech Lahavsik B'Yemsa Ashrei, Kedei Lahavsik Lahaslu Shmon Esrei Matzibur. If you say Ashrei slower than the tzibur, and the tzibur is already starting the Shmon Esrei, you're still up to, let's say, Poseach Es Yodecha or any other part of Ashrei, that's okay. You shouldn't stop saying Ashrei, you can continue saying Ashrei and hit Shmon Esrei as soon as you're done. And he says, likewise, if a minion is concerned that they're going to miss the Zman of Tefillah over here, so he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky, Shlitan, the Isha Yisrael, then skip everything, including Ashrei, in order to make sure that you can finish the Shmoneh Esrei, and ideally the Chazar Sashatz, before the end of the Zman for Tefillas Mincha. And if you have to, as we already pointed out in previous Shurim, then say what we call the Hoichah Shmoneh Esrei, and really, really, Hoichah Shmoneh Esrei is when everybody even says it along with the Chazan from the beginning of the out loud Shmoneh Esrei. The issue for number 12 reminds us that the Sov Zman Tefillas Mincha L'chatchila, you should finish everything before the Shkia. And the other opinions hold a little bit after the Shkia, so you can rely upon them in a bidyevit situation. And this includes the Chazar Shashatz, as we've already pointed out. The issue for number 13 brings down, Im Garmel Espal of Adayin Yom. You didn't think you'd have a lot of time, so you quickly ran to Shmoneh Esrei, and you finished the Chazar Shashatz, and now you see that you do have a little bit of time. So he brings down that you should say Ashrei after Mincha. However, he adds that the Mogen Avraham writes that based upon the Zohar, one should not do this B'Torah Chova El Arak Kikori B'Torah, like you're reading Psukim of Tilim, which of course Ashrei is. The Aruch HaShulchan adds, however, that one does not need to say the Parshas HaTamid after Mincha, even if there is time, and even though that would be like reading from the Torah. And Rav Menashe Klein Zatzal, the Ungva Rebbe in the Mishnah Halacho, says that this is in fact the Minog. However, Mikom Makom, Im Adayin Yom, if it's still daytime, Yochul Omra Achri Atvila B'derech Limud, if you want to, quote, learn the Parshas HaTamid, there's no problem. However, he brings down from the Piskei Tshuvos, who brings down the Shelus HaTshuvos Piskei Sharim, Shav Shul Omra, that you are allowed to say the Parshas Tomit even after Tefillas Mincha. Not a concern. He then brings down that the Ramah says you could even say Ashrei even during the nighttime. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from various Mekubalim that one should not do this. However, Mikol Makom, Ma'omro, Yeshla Milismoch, but certainly one can rely upon the Ramah if one wishes to say this. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself seems to conclude that it's better not to. If you are going to say it, he suggests in the Shaar HaTzion over there in Simen Kuf Ches that you should say it like you were reading Psukim in the Torah, which of course Ashrei is Psukim in Tilim. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin, and he writes that you should say this Parsha of the Tomid before Ashrei. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Taz and the Mogen Avraham Kosu Lomar Achar Ashrei. They say you should say Ashrei first and then say the Parsha's Tomid. Haval ein haminokim, but this is not the way people do it. This is not the minok. In Dishah Foot number 14 brings down in regards to Pita Maktores. So we learned in Simon Kuflamid Beis that the Ramah said over there Shiyesh Lomu Be'erav Achri Atvila that you should say it after the davening. However, the Mishnah Berurah means over there that you have a choice. You can say it after Tefillas Mincha or before Tefillas Mincha. Not that you should absolutely say it after Tefillas Mincha. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Tor, Kosava Tor. Say the Tefillas HaMincha. This is the order, the proper way to daven the Tefillas HaMincha. You say Omer Ashrei, the Kaddish. You say Ashrei followed by the Kaddish, Umispalim Shmoneh Esrei, and then you say Shmoneh Esrei. Ushleach Tzibur Chozer HaTefillah Kamo B'Shachris. Then you do Chazar HaShatz, afterwards just like we do by Shachris time, and then you say Tachnun, V'Noflin Al Pineihem. I'm not going to get now into a polemic against people that for no reason do not say Tachlun by Mincha, but certainly the halacha is brought down over here is that one should say Tachlun by Mincha, of course, unless there is a halachic reason not to say Tachlun. But just to willy-nilly dismiss saying Tachlun by Mincha, that's not my custom, doesn't seem to have a halachic bearing to it from the Mishnah Berurah. After that, you say Omrim Anachnu Loneida, the end of the Tachlun, and then you say Omrim Kadosholim, that includes with Tiskabel, v'chule. Mishnah Berurah then says, because of a poskim, the poskim write, im ispalu mincha somel chashecha, if you daven mincha very, very close to darkness, which let's say for us means shkia, v'nimshichu b'amiris avinu malkenu, or shar tachnunim achar atvila atche chashecha, and you said things like avinu malkenu, or other tachnunim, and then it became dark, so then ein lomar kaddish diskabel, then it's too late to say kaddish diskabel, because the Shmoneh Esrei that you were saying was before, let's say, the shkia, and now it is dark, and Atvilo Haisab Yomacher, and the Tiskabel Tzoloson that you're saying is, please accept our Tvila, but now it's another day. And therefore, it's improper, according to this, the postcard that the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, for you to say Kaddish Tiskabel. However, Avolim Eresha Tvila Atzma Nimshicha Balaila, Ukmo Tvila Stila, but if you're davening, and the Shmoneh Esrei itself extends after the Shkia, let's say, so Om Kaddish Tiskabel, then it's actually paradoxically not a problem to say Tiskabled slow zone in the Kaddish, because the Tefillah and the Tiskabled slow zone, the Shmoneh Esrei, and this aspect of the Kaddish are both said in the same time period, at least part of the Shmoneh Esrei was said in that time period, and not a problem to say Tiskabled slow zone. Tishah Foot number 15 brings down additional thoughts about Mincha, and he says, the minhag is to say the Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hovu Godel Elokeinu, prior to starting the Shmoneh Esrei, before you say, Hashem Sevasai Tivtoch. This is not an intrinsic part of the Shmoneh Esrei, however. That's why if a person by accident said Hashem Svasai Tivtoch without saying Kishem Hashem Ekra, he should not go back. And he brings that from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, that if you even started to say Hashem Svasai, then don't go back and say Kishem Hashem Ekra. Indeed, the Chazon Ish was not knowing to even say Kishem Hashem Ekra, because it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch or in the Mishnah Berurah. There's a controversy as to whether you should say Sim Shalom or Shalom Rav by Mincha time. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Gimel in Simon Kuf Chav Zayin says that the Siddur of the Arizal said to say Sim Shalom by Mincha, but if you said Shalom Rav, it would be perfectly fine. And similarly, in a situation where you are supposed to say Shalom Rav and you said Sim Shalom, that's also fine. If a person is running late in Shachris Shemoneh Esrei, he's going to miss Kedusha, if he says Sim Shalom and he wants to say a shortened version of Shalom Rav, so he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita and the name of the Chazon Ish that's also to do, and this is also the opinion of Vazos that sound the Shevet Alevi. However, the Adaris suggests that this is not a bad idea in order that you should be able to say Kedusha with the Tzibur. Finally, in Dishavut number 16, he brings down that the Chazon by accident, after the Chazar Sashatz by Mincha time, started to say Kaddish, so then he brings down to the Chazon Ish that you shouldn't go and say Tachlin in that situation, and Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down that even if you started the first words, Yiskadeh v'Yiskadeish, of the Kaddish, then you shouldn't say Tachlin at that point. Again, this is a mistake. You shouldn't have done that. But if a person did start and say Yiskadel, so then you don't say Tachlin according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. Tishavu number 17 brings down that the custom is to say Oleinu L'Shabeach after every tefillah, but he says if you're davening Mincha Marv, right, one after the other, so then you don't have to say Oleinu after Mincha because you're going right into Marv. However, he brings down from the Shelu Tshuva's Pri Asodah that if there are people saying Kaddish, and in many places there was only one person that would be saying Kaddish, so if you had many people saying Kaddish, you'd be missing out on the Kaddish after Oleinu, who said you'd be allowed to say Oleinu, even after Tfilas Mincha that goes directly into Marv. Tisha foot number 18 brings down that we don't do Tachnun after it's night, and the Mishnah Berurah says, however, in Bein HaShmashos, you would be allowed to do Tachnun. Then he brings down from Rav Yashiv Zatzal, as well as from Shlomo Zalman, Minog Yerushalayim, lo lomar tachlun achri ashkia. The one does not say tachlun even after the shkia. And he brings down as well from Shlomo Zalman that because they were choshesh, because of the chachmi ha-kabbalah, sheyesh sakana liyomro mishkia sacham ve'elach. There's some sort of a Kabbalistic danger if you say tachlun after the shkia, which is why they didn't say it. And we have this principle, chamira sakanta. We're very, very concerned always with sakanta, even more than isura, than an actual iser. And the Kaf HaChaim is also very strongly against this. He says it's like you're cutting down trees, and it's very chomer for a person to do this. One should be careful not to say tachlin after the shkia. Tishavut number 19 says that as long as you're still in the Bein HaShmashos, then the problem that we said about saying Kaddish Tiskabel doesn't apply. It's only if it's really nightfall, if it's Seisa Kochavim, that you have a problem in saying Kaddish Tiskabel after it's already nightfall when you said the Shemoneh Esrei before the shkia. This is also the opinion of the Mati Ephraim. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Im Shachach Halos Bala Mincha, if a person forgot to daven Mincha, so then, as a regular rule of Tashlumin, which we've learned previously, Mispalal Arvishtein, then you can daven two Marv Shmoneh Esreis. And you should say, as well, the Mechaber says, Yomer Ashrei Kodem Tfilah Shi Tashlumin, L'Tfilah Samincha. You should say Ashrei before the second Shmoneh Esrei. The first Shmoneh Esrei that you make is always the Chiv Shmoneh Esrei, as we learned, as the Ramah says, V'ayin Le'el Simon Kuvches, with these dinim were discussed. But the second Shmoneh Esrei, which is the Tashlumin Shmoneh Esrei, you should say Ashrei to also make up the Ashrei. Then the Mishnah Berurah, in fact, brings down the Sivkot and Ches, Bim Hazit. However, if a person intentionally, maliciously did not daven Mincha, so we've already learned Ayin Le'el B'Simon Kuvches Siv Zayin that you're not allowed to say a Tfilas Tashlumin. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes says Ayin Le'el B'Simon Kuvches Sivkot and Yudalad Mishnah Berurah, which Dirshu Foot number 21 reminds us over here, is telling us that there are Achronim that bring down in the name of Mekubalim that you shouldn't say Ashrei at night, and therefore the minhag is when you say this Tfilas Tashlumin, many people do not say Ashrei; they just go straight into the Tfilas Tashlumin after they waited a period of time that it would take you to walk Dalet Amos. Just a second or two. That concludes the beautiful halachos of Simon Reish Lamed Dalet and our series of simonim that dealt with Tfilas Mincha. And we begin now Reish Lamed Hey, Zman Kriyash Mashal Arvis. When is the proper time for a person to start fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyash Ma that a person should say in the evening? According to almost all poskim, there's a mitzvah Sase Daraisa for a man to go and say Kriyat Shema in the morning and the evening. There's one opinion, if I remember correctly, that says it's only the Rabbanan, and there's actually one opinion that says it's two separate mitzvahs to say Daraisa, but the simple understanding is it's a mitzvah to say Daraisa to say Kriyat Shema at night. So how do we define night for this din? So the Mechaber says, Sif Aleph, Zaman Kriyat Shema Balayla, the time to say Kriyat Shema at night time is Mishas Yitzias Shlosha Kochavim Kitanim. When you can see three small-sized stars in the sky, that is essentially 100% Seisa Kochavim, and there's now Chiyav to say Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph brings down this is based upon the pasuk to say Uvishach Bucha Uvikumecha. You should say Shema when you go down to lie down, Uvikumecha when you get up. Uvishach Bucha means when you're lying down. And the Mishmur concludes, and he says, V'kodim Laila, before it's nighttime, lav's man shchivu, it's not bishach b'cha, and therefore you can't say it yet. The Laila mikre mishaniru barakia shlosha kochavim beinonim. Now, the Mishmur points out that technically, nighttime is when you see three middle-sized stars. However, ach, mipnei she'ein akol b'kiyim, since many people are not comfortable saying that's a middle-sized star, that's a large star, that's a small star, and therefore, if we relied upon people just looking up at the sky and making this decision themselves, v'yavo'u litos b'gdolim, they could easily make a mistake and think that stars that are actually small stars are really, in fact, large stars, u'gidolim b'vadei en siman laila, and seeing large stars in the sky is not a sign that it's nightfall, because shekam upon him, near enough b'yom, you can sometimes see stars even during the waning hours of the daytime because they're so bright. And therefore, the Mishabur explains the Mechaber Hechmiru Gabi Kriyashma. The Mechaber over here is Machmir in regards to Kriyashma, which is a mitzvah to say Daraisa, the Eino Kari Achei Yiro, Shlosha Ketanim. Therefore, wait till you see three small stars. This way you don't get into any chance that you're saying the Kriyashma before the Zman and not being Yotze. Since this is a mitzvah Daraisa, we are Machmir in this fashion. The Chavetz Chaim in Sharet Zion Oz Beis points out, therefore, by a Tainis, we're not Matriach people to wait till you see three small stars. Because most Tanesim, with the exception of Yom Kippur, which he brings out over here, look at the Prima Gadim for our discussion, most Tanesim are the Rabbanim, so we can be makel in regards to within the Rabbanim, especially when people are hungry. The issue foot number one has a very interesting halacha brought down in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu from the Chazon Ish, and he says, V'im nirim asara kochavim bashamayim, if a person sees 10 stars in the sky, so this Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu brings down that it was said over in the name of the Chazon Ish, shebevadei nirim kvar shloshu kochavim ketanim. If you can see 10 stars in the sky, it definitely is equivalent to having three small stars out, and therefore one can read bevadei kriyashma shel arvis. Mishnah Berurah Simchat Beis writes, you need to see three small stars, v'afilu mufuzarim. This includes even if they're spread out, they don't have to be concentrated in one area. Chavetz Chaim in Sharet Zion Oz Gimel says, this is not like in Siman Reish Sadi Gimel, we're talking about the end of Shabbos, v'bo'inu shiu v'chunasim b'mokmecha, there you need them all to be gathered closely together. Because the hosam mishum d'bo'inu l'hosat michol ala kodesh, there you need a little bit later of a time, because there's a mitzvah to add on from what we would call Saturday night, which is Sunday, to make that Kedusha of Shabbos. So therefore, that's Tosefta Shabbos at the end, and that's why we wait a little bit longer there, and we have to say that they have to be in one place, as opposed to just diversely scattered over the sky. The issue foot number two brings down there for the Mishnah Berurah over there, and Sivkat and Hay says, in Rav B'Motzei Shabbos, Shlosha Kochavim Mifusarim, if you see only spread out across the sky, these three small stars of Motzei Shabbos, you should wait a little bit more because of Tosefta Shabbos, and then you can do Malach. The Mechaber now continues and he says, if it's a cloudy day, then wait to say Kriyashma until you're certain that it's no longer daytime, that it's Vaday Laila. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Gimel brings down the name of the Gra. The reason we do so is the Sofik Daraisu. It's a Sofik and it didn't Daraisa, so we always go Lechumra. And therefore, wait till the Sofik is totally removed from your mind. Sivkat and Dalit, from your mind, Milibo, from your heart, Vimu Yodea, Mosai Shokachama, if you know what time the sun sets, Yamtin Kishir Arbor Milin. Wait the amount of time that it takes a person to travel Arbor Milin, 4 mil, which is one parsa, and the Mishnah Berurah says that it takes Shehu Ayin Bey's minute. According to this opinion, there are different opinions, but it takes 18 minutes to walk each mil, so 4 times 18 is 72 minutes. This shear of 18 minutes to walk a mil has numerous ramifications throughout Shas. Sometimes we use a larger shear, 22 and a half minutes, 24 minutes. This is where we get the idea of 18-minute shmurah matzah. And one can look at some of these issues extensively in Dishu foot number 5 for a further detailed discussion. So if a person knows when the shkia was, you just count 72 minutes, and it's definitely Vadei Laila. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'ayin l'kam simin reich sadigim sif beiz, Mishnah Berurah, v'yir halacha, d'chol inyon d'shom shayach gam l'kan, where again, this discussion as to how long the Bein HaShmoshes is, when is really nightfall, tzeis ha-kochavim, is a great halachic discussion with the opinion of the Vilna Gaon and the Gaonim, as well as the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. You have many different shittos as to when real tzeis ha-kochavim is, as opposed to when we have additional minutes added on out of stringency, and many poskim hold in Eretz Yisrael, for example, it's only about 18 to 20 minutes after the shkia because of the geographic location of Eretz Yisrael. In other places, it's 30 minutes. Some were machmir 40 or 45 minutes. And of course, we have the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam of 72 minutes. And if you take 24 minutes to walk a mil, so then that can even go up to 96 minutes. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. And this is a very detailed discussion, which we do not have the time, unfortunately, to go into right now. Tisha foot number 4 does bring down that if you have a watch today, so one knows exactly when the Luach says that the Tzeis HaKochavim is, you can certainly follow that on a cloudy day. The Mechaber then concludes and he says, "V'im korah kod mechayin." If you read it before, that it's seisak kochavim. Chos v'kari yosob lo brachos. You should reread the Kriyat Shema again to be yotzi that. There's no problem in saying the shame of Hashem. It's reading from the Torah. Worst comes to worst, but you don't repeat the brachos of Kriyat Shema that you daven during Maariv. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Hey says that we're talking here. Rotsu lomar kodem tzitzachavim. You read Shema with the brachos before tzitzachavim. Or biyom amunan, or on a cloudy day kodem sheyetzachavim libo before the Sofik left you. We'll continue tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.